was hit by a car, and apparently while it was, like, you know, in its last throes of life, this guy went up and got his rocks off with it. I'm going to try and pull up
this
stories.
Country?
No, Richard Delp, 35-year-old. And let's see, where was it? Yeah, up in Kennewick, Washington. State of Washington.
Hey, find my keys and we'll drive out of here.
I don't know what to say. It disturbs me that somebody in this country, now if you said it was some foreign country, and well, okay, but in this country, that a guy would get out of the car and do it with a dying beaver.
Nice beaver.
What kind of person is that?
That's a line from Airplane.
I know. No, it's from... oh, what is that? The other,
sure
the other show. No, it's not Airplane.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun, that's it. Right.
Hey, Blimey, how do you know that's true?
I, as far as I know, there's at least, I think, two news sources that are reporting on it. Whether it is completely 100% real, I have no idea.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I thought it was just kind of funny. Do you want to know the second headline that caught my eye?
Sure. Good luck topping this one.
Okay, then. 440-pound man moaned in pleasure as he forced air stewardess to wipe his backside.
Oh, I heard this. Is this the overweight guy in Taiwan?
Well, he just said he was 440 pounds. Oh, of course he's overweight.
Is it Taiwan? It was from Taiwan. Correct?
I believe it is Taiwan. Yeah.
This guy went to the bathroom. I can't believe that he fit inside that bathroom, those little bathrooms
in
the plane. And he asked the stewardesses to take his clothes off and give him a bath and sponge
in the
plane.
In the restroom on the plane?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a shower.
No.
This is driving me nuts, this echo.
I know.
I'm not kidding. I'm hearing it now, and it's worse over on my side of my headphones.
It's getting worse on mine, too. I'm coming back real tinny. At like a half second after everything I say, it slaps back at me. Somebody's got to figure this out. We'll never make it 3 hours with this. We'll go insane. Mm-hmm. So what's the story there that he moaned in pleasure as she wiped his back?
Yeah, apparently she gave him a sponge bath and he was getting a little excited about it. Just thought that kind of...
What's the third story?
This one is just kind of sad, really. It just made me feel bad about the way that we're going.
As a show? The way we're going as a show? Radio show?
No. I mean, the way we're going as, like...
Because I feel bad about the way we're going as a show.
Well, the last one is, woman legally marries her duvet. And a duvet, if anybody doesn't know, is a comforter filled with goose feathers. So this is from England. Some idiot woman.
And I'm going to guess that nobody in this room knew what a duvet was.
No.
Probably not.
I thought it was a sofa.
I was going to...
That's a divan.
Yeah.
I was going to, switch the words in the headline, but I didn't. So, yeah, she married a comforter.
Something is feeding back.
It is.
It is. It's very irritating.
We're not sure.
My grandmother... used to say divan.
Yeah.
She'd say, well, we were just sitting on the divan. I think that word died like 50 years ago. No, has anybody ever... Nobody says that.
No, divan, there was Davenport, too, right?
Yes.
Davenport.
And wasn't that also a couch?
Yes. Yeah, same thing.
Wow.
The divan and the Davenport.
No, we don't hear that anymore.
Wow.
And that's all I got. Nope, that's all I got.
Well, those are three great stories. Thank you for sharing those. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I have a quick one.
With a quick one, back from unemployment, Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
There is a billboard on Highway 44.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love can be found.
Can be found.
Sometimes people say things, it just reminds me of a song. Go ahead.
There's a billboard on Highway 44 eastbound right before...
There's a billboard on... No, I'm kidding.
Eastbound and down the road.
44 eastbound billboard.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I know that you're infatuated with advertising, Frank, and advertising campaigns, and I know you studied them. There is a billboard on Highway 44 eastbound right before... Highway 141, which is the way I come into the station every day. I live in Eureka. And there it is one word on the billboard, and there is no other markings or ownership notations of who paid for this billboard, and it's one word on the billboard. It is a pink billboard with white letters, and it just says the word love. Oh, and I've driven by this every day for the last couple of weeks. It's a left read billboard, so you're driving eastbound, you know, it's on the left side of the highway. And I'm like, what? Every time I stare at it to try and see if I can figure out who is responsible for it, is there some small writing on it or whatever? I literally had to look this up online, and there is a woman in Kirkwood who paid for that billboard because somebody in Spokane, Washington started a Love on Every Billboard campaign. And I was just so shocked by this. And then she started a GoFundMe page and raised enough money to buy another Love billboard. And this one's on Interstate 70 here in St. Louis. And the reason for the billboard is because a man by the name of John Pogachar put up a billboard in Spokane, Washington about 2 months ago. And his mission was simple, to spread love and make positive vibrations. And, yeah. And it's so odd to me. And this woman. And that's it.
It's not going to work, by the way. A billboard with love on it is not going to change anything. People are still going to hate each other, yell at each other.
Her reason for putting it up is, she says, she was quoted, Fox 2 actually did a story on this. She's quoted as saying, it's the thing that unites us in oneness. No matter what the background is or political affiliation or ego beliefs are, your essence is love. Hey. And it's just so, those are expensive billboards. And it's just.
No kidding.
And it's one thing for somebody eccentric to put money into a billboard to do something like that. People spend money on whatever they want. But there's a GoFundMe page that raised enough money to do a second one. And people actually contributed money to this in the St. Louis area.
I thought you were going to say it was a church. It sounds like a billboard a church would.
It's not. There's a website called loveoneverybillboard.com that explains the whole campaign. And apparently there are other cities around the country that are doing this. St. Louis, I think, might have been the second one.
You see, in 10 years, there is going to be a movie about this, and it's going to be titled One Pointless Billboard Outside St. Louis, Missouri.
Apparently, it's more than one. I see what he did there. The three Abilene, three old billboards. That's good. But it's going to be more than one billboard. But here's the thing. It's a complete waste of money and a waste of space. It's not going to change anybody. There is less love in this country now than I remember in my whole life. You can put all those billboards up you want, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's not a road rage incident right in front of one of those billboards and somebody shoots somebody else right in front of the love billboard. It's not going to do anything. There's nobody who's going to drive along thinking, man, I hate my boss. I'm going to go in there today, and I'm going to kill that SOB because he laid me. Wait a minute. What's that billboard? Love. Oh, okay, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
I think the echo's gone.
Hang on, test. It is gone. No.
Well, mine's still barely. I can hear a light echo, but barely. I can't hear that tinny, weird
mine's,
sound.
Mine's barely there. But it's okay. We're professionals, okay? The audience, they don't care. So we'll just plow along, and eventually somebody will figure out why that echo is there. Love. When you said that, I thought, well, there's more to come. That's the first part, a teaser, but apparently not. That's the whole billboard, right? Love.
That's
just it.
That's it. Wow. One word with no other markings. And I actually had to Google search it to figure out the meaning of it. Like, there's no web. You would think they'd put the website or something of the national campaign, but it's not. I guess it's to inspire people like me to go search online as to why that billboard reads that.
In that sense, it was a little bit effective because it made you go out and find it.
And this reminds me of a story that's related to this, Frank, and I think you'll like this because, again, you're an advertising guru and you love to study campaigns. I went to a Thanksgiving dinner with an old girlfriend about 15 years ago to her small town in London, Kentucky. It was just a little podunk town, and it was about an hour drive south of Lexington where I was living at the time, and there was a billboard. I didn't realize we were getting off. She was driving because I didn't know where we were going. And this is on Thanksgiving Day, and there's a billboard on the right side of the highway, and it was advertising a bed and breakfast, and it said next exit, but it spelled exit EIXT. The word exit was spelled wrong, and on purpose. And Sir Foot and Mouth sees that and says, "Look at the idiot who put that billboard up. They don't know how to spell the word exit." She goes, "Yeah, that's my uncle's billboard. That's his place."
Oh, boy.
Exactly. Boy. And I was about to meet this guy in about 10 minutes, and she totally threw me under the bus and told him that I said, "Who's the idiot that put that up?" And she said that it had been up for 10 years and that the construction company that made the billboard did it on accident as a typo. Like, the guy that actually put it together spelled it wrong by accident, and then they put it up. But then everybody in the town started talking about it. And so since everybody in the town was talking about it, he left. It was up for 10. I bet it's up to this day. I bet it's still up. But it was up for 10 years. For 10 years.
Where is it?
In London, Kentucky. Hmm. Yeah.
I think it's very difficult to put up a billboard that anybody really pays any attention to. I'm surprised billboards are still around. That's a throwback to like the 30s and 40s. There's nothing that's changed about them, except the electronic ones, you know, the LED high definition ones. But other than that, billboards are just still billboards.
I was going to ask, is that one still on 44, the electric one that kind of switches over every now and again? Because I know that some of the residents in that area had a pretty annoying idea. I think it's on 44 closer towards the city, like once you get past Broadway. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I like the billboards that say, you know, for all your insurance needs, kind of, and it's got like six lines of verbiage. You can't possibly read it all. You know, somebody told me when I used to work in advertising, that any more than, you know, five or six words, it's too much. People are driving. They can't comprehend it. And, you know, they'd have to pull over and take time to read the whole thing. I still like the billboards, too, with the picture of it. And I'll give you an example, a shelter insurance or something. And it'll go, you're a shelter insurance agent, Tom Harmon. And there's the guy's picture. Now, I guess that works, but I've seen pictures of people who, they weren't that attractive. They were just regular. Is that in any way going to get them to, well, I'm going to call there for my insurance. Look at that guy. He's got a suit on.
Well, now, didn't you used to have your face on a billboard in St. Louis?
Never had my face up. Had my back up. It's in Franco Pinion's back.
Oh, it was on Highway 55, wasn't it? There was one on 55?
There were several.
Down by the brewery. I remember one.
Yeah. Now I had a caricature of my face on a product until the president of the company realized they had done it, and he didn't like me. He didn't like the jokes, and he had it removed from the shelves. I don't know if Dan remembers this or not. It was at Kix 104, and they had my face, a cartoon character drawing, on all the. I think it was. It was either Peavely or Dairy Farms, Prairie Farms. I want to say it was Peavely. And sure enough, you go on the ground. I went in the grocery store, and hey, there I was on the milk cartons. It was something like a play on. Remember when they used to put the missing people on milk cartons?
Yeah.
You seen this girl? It was sort of like, you know, where's Frank Opinion? Meaning, I'm headed for another radio station. Now, I would have thought they'd be pulled because somebody would have said, well, we can't, you're kind of like having fun with missing children or something. No, it was because the president of that dairy company had heard me tell a joke, and he didn't think I should have told it, and they pulled them from the shelves like they were contaminated or something.
Jeez.
It should have hurt my feelings, but it didn't.
Mm.
Well, I hear, this is not a billboard story. At the old place that Dan and I used to be, and Lima used to be, when they first opened that facility and the studios were put in the building was Disney. Disney Radio had a studio and an office. Dan, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And when they signed the lease to go in and be in the building with the station we used to work for, let me back up a little bit. I had noticed that when you called our radio station, if you were put on hold, you heard Disney Radio. So I went and asked the general manager. I said, why, when people call and they put them, why don't they hear us? Why do they hear Disney? He said, because in the agreement, they had us include specifically that as long as they were leasing space and were in the building with us, we would never let on-hold music have your show on. Said it wasn't the station, it was your show. And I, my feeling should have really been hurt, but they weren't, because it was Disney, like kids programming, they didn't want to hear a joke that ended with something like, yeah, and her boobs aren't bad either. You know, that was the point. So they didn't want to hear those jokes. So I've been banned from on hold. at one place. Dan, I was banned, remember, at the Fox school district. Remember?
Oh, the theater.
They have an auditorium down there. Yeah, the Arnold Fox, whatever. There's an auditorium down there.
Rickman Auditorium.
That's it, Rickman Auditorium. And they had a lot of shows down there, and they made it clear I was never going to be allowed there. I was banned from that. And then a new principal or superintendent took over and sent me an email and said, the ban is lifted. We would love it if you ever want to come here. So that was
why did they ban you?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
Because it's
Frank. Yeah.
Sometimes people hear something or hear it out of context or somebody tells them. For example, let's say somebody told the superintendent of the Fox district, well, you know, that guy is filthy. He tells filthy jokes. Well, the guy's never even heard the show, but he just takes that and runs with it, and you're banned. Now, billboards, back to billboards. The two most clever billboards that I have ever seen in my life were the one they did for the Miss America pageant when Miss America was pretty dead and nobody was watching it anymore. It was simply a billboard that said, and I'm making up a name. This is not a real name. It said, who is, you know, Elizabeth Jansen? That's all it said. Who is Elizabeth? And it was up there for quite a while. And you drive by and you think, well, who is Elizabeth? And then the next billboard that followed it was Elizabeth Jansen, Miss America 1995. Meaning nobody even knows Miss America. That's her name and you didn't know it. Well, here's who she is. And you know what? For a time, you knew who Miss America was. But then, who is it now? Nobody knows. Can anybody tell me? No.
No.
No idea.
Now, the other great billboard was, and it was, there were several of them. They're all over town. It said, what's a Lyman? L-I-M-O-N. That's all it said. What's a Lyman? And I drive by and I think, what the heck? What is a Lyman? So it stayed up for like a month or two. And then one day you're driving and you look up and that billboard has been replaced with a picture of a half, it was a thing that was half lemon and half lime. Like you cut them in half and put them together. And it said Lyman. Now I'm still thinking, okay, it's a hybrid. They've put, it's half lemon, half lime. If it really is such a thing, which there isn't, and they call it a Lyman. Lemon and lime. But I still didn't know the point. So that stayed up for a month or two. And then the third billboard was put up. And one day you look up and you realize that the picture of the Lyman is gone. And it says, introducing Sprite. Sprite tastes like a Lyman. And under it, it said, the most refreshing lemon-lime drink. And I thought, brilliant. This is brilliant. Rather than just put the first billboard up saying, introducing Sprite, a great lemon-lime drink. They played for a while with the teaser of the whole Lyman thing. And I thought that was
my favorite brilliant. Billboard campaign was on Highway 170, and it was Kix 104, and it had multiple billboards in a row. And it said Kix 104, Kix 104, Kix 104. And then the last one, it says, if I've told you once, I've told you six times, Kix 104. That was great.
Now that's funny.
I know.
That's yeah, there have been some brilliant
words. My favorite one was back in England when they stopped allowing tobacco companies to advertise on billboards and in magazines. And the very last one I remember by a brand called Silk Cut Cigarettes. On the billboard, it just had their name and then a fat lady singing opera. You know?
Oh, like, it's over.
Like, yeah, it's over. The fat lady
that's
song.
That's good.
Right? That has stuck with me.
It's tough. It's tough to create or come up with a billboard that will get anybody's attention or cause people to talk about it.
There's a little car wash.
Look, you pass hundreds of them every day. How many do you remember? Tim remembered love. He remembered that one. And the others, he can't even tell you what they are.
There's one more I remember. There's a little car wash on Telegraph Road in South County, right at the intersection of Rivas Barracks and Telegraph. Mm-hmm. And it's not a billboard. It's a sign where they put their own letters up. And it made me laugh when I drove by it. It said, your dirt is our business. And I thought that was pretty clever.
You could use that as well.
And what was
your PI?
It was a car wash. It was a self-serve car wash. Okay. And it was just, you know, they just have a little sign out front, you know, where you go vacuum your own car, wash your own car, that kind of thing. And it just, in letters that they put up themselves on like an illuminated sign, it says, "Your dirt is our business." I thought that was pretty clever.
It is clever. My question is it necessary? Is that going to make you go to the car? Or if you're taking that space and utilized it for a bigger picture of the logo of the car wash.
So
it really, I don't know. It's a great and fun slogan, but was it
on board?
Anybody to come by?
I don't know. On boardpanda.com, I'm looking up like the best billboards of all time, just to kind of see what some of the other people have voted out there. And there's a two billboard campaign on this crowded highway, and it's advertising lubricant, like sexual lubricant. And
KY jelly.
I can't tell what it is. I can't read it. It's something like that, though. But on the right side billboard is a woman's leg from the thigh to the foot spread to the right. And on the other side of the road is another billboard with the right leg spread to the left. It's like, and you're driving right through the spread legs. And on the right side billboard, it says, "For when you need you need a swimmer there," or something like that. I can't read the words to it, but it's a lubricant double billboard campaign. It's hilarious.
That's pretty good. the only problem I have with it is you even admitted you don't know what the lubricant is. So after all that cleverness, they didn't get the message across because they failed to put the name of the lubricant up there big enough.
I can't see it.
Frank?
Man, I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. We might have to change that mic. Frank?
Let me try to talk on this mic.
Sure.
Try this
mic. 1 second. Can we talk to Robert real quick? He's on the line. He's been holding for about nine minutes.
We absolutely can. Is Tracy still on or is she gone?
Tracy's gone.
Okay, well, let's talk to Robert. We didn't even give the phone numbers, but we'll talk anyway. We're happy to. Robert, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Well done.
Oh, way to go, Robert. You're too late.
And the first listener.
Oh, the first listener.
Okay. You know
he's actually not. The other day, we had a listener, remember, that mud us and won.
Mud us.
Well,
he's the first today. Robert, take that win.
We can have two categories of winners. The first one of us that says ma, and the first caller that says ma.
We can
have both. So, Robert, you win, but you win. You know what you win? You win a year's subscription to the Globe Democrat, the St. Louis Globe Democrat.
All right.
Yeah.
And, hang on, $500 gift card to CMC Studio.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Good job.
Yeah. And $100 card.
PM, though.
Oh, thank you. And a $100 gift. He's aiming the PM, he said.
Oh,
sleep at the wheel.
My bad.
$100 gift card to Famous Bar, too.
And Venture.
Nice. Venture, now, yeah.
That's strange. You said Famous Bar and CMC Stereo.
Mm-hmm.
I play racquetball with an older guy who started CMC Stereo way back in the day and then sold the company off.
Is his name Burl?
I don't know what his name. This guy's name is Rich Gower.
Burl Northrop was the guy who founded, created, ran until the end CMC Stereo.
Wasn't Rich Gower the Billiken's coach for a while or something?
No, this guy's no Billiken's coach. Trust me.
Okay.
He started one of the main stereo places way back in the day.
There was National Auto Sound, there was CMC Stereo, but that's not the CMC Stereo name, because I did a lot of work for CMC.
Okay, yeah. Maybe he's the other one then.
Could be.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations, Robert.
I won the first one today, though, because I'm a carpenter, I work outside, I can't listen every single minute.
Well, so, you are the winner. You are the first caller to muh us, so you win. Congratulations.
Woo!
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Maybe next time, Frank, you could throw in a season pass to the High Point Drive-In.
Oh,
hey, Frank.
Holiday Hill. Yeah.
Oh man, Holiday Hill. Take Pete's call because he's a new listener and has a question for us.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
I'll take it because I want to take it. Let me see. Hang on. Well, what do I want to do now? You know what? I think I'll take Pete's call. Pete, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I really enjoy your show. I'm a new listener, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but what is this ma?
No, you must be crazy. It's hard to explain. Here, we have in our
the 5 o'clock
opening.
Hour.
Yeah. There, we play a Playhouse theme and play a Playhouse, and in it it says there's no fun left on FM, and we started dragging out the M FM. And then it got to the point where it was so detached from the theme, we just stick the M anywhere, and we just started going FM, and then somebody else would go muh, like who could be the last to say muh. It's stupid, it's juvenile, and we'll probably never stop doing it now. So, that's what the muh.
You're just trying to beat each other and saying muh.
The first
right.
one to
and
say
we
muh.
We have an agreement that you have to wait till after the opening theme. Willie sings, you know, the opening theme song. Grab your coat and get your hat. Sunny side of the street. It doesn't count unless the theme has ended. And any time after that, whoever thinks of it first and says muh is the winner. You don't win anything. You just say muh. Okay. Whoever says it first.
And we don't even
stupid.
We don't even know how we got to that point. Just doing the muh and being the first to say it.
Pete, if you're a new listener, you're going to hear a lot of things that don't make any sense. For example, hey, Rat, hang on, Rat Boy. What's he going to hear from you every
Jeez.
Day? See, now why is that? We don't know. Sometimes some we do, some we don't even know how it got started. It's just stupid stuff, and there's plenty of it. You'll love the show.
Are you serious?
Okay, well.
Yeah, we're serious. We're not XM or serious. We're regular radio, but we do have an app. We're not serious. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert. I'm sorry.
Well, keep it up. You guys are good.
Well, we don't know how to do anything else. We will. Thank you, Pete. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
See, that's Pete laughing at something that he doesn't even know what he's laughing at.
The NFL coach that? Was Rich Grauer, not Gower.
Rich Grauer, okay.
Idiot.
Oh, it was Mr. Gower on It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, by the way, Dan, thank you, because I got all kinds of emails from yesterday when you said, oh, the best chicken is at Hodak's. All these people saying, hey, tell Dan it's Dohak's.
No,
I said Dohak's.
Oh, I got it backwards. Yeah. Dan said Dohak's, and it's Hodak's, but then they also say, also tell him they're not even around anymore. He said they're down south. They're closed. So apparently Hodak's is not even around. Now we'll get a nasty email from Hodak's going, what the hell are you telling people are out of business for?
No,
we're
they were
in business.
Yeah, they were open.
They're still open.
Are they still there?
Yeah. On Gravelly.
Oh, okay. But I did get a lot of corrective emails.
Oh, sure.
Robert's gone.
The phones are lighting up there, so, you know, you got a couple of people calling in. Dan's getting to them right now. Apparently, we just had a texter send over a message that the president of Peabody Farms at the time was a Leonard Southwell. If that rings any bells,
I don't remember if it was Peevely or if it was what's the other big Prairie Farms. I don't remember which it was. It's a long time ago.
I'll tell you,
there were a lot of people a long time ago hated me. That's all right.
I'll tell you a good story about Dohak's though. Dohak's used to be at the intersection of Lindbergh and Lemay Ferry in South County.
Hang on, I thought it was Hodak's.
Hodak's is on Gravoy. There was a Dohak's.
Oh, really?
That Dan was talking about. McAllister's Deli is there now. And the reason I remember this is because when I was in high school in the 80s, the manager of Dohak's was murdered when she came outside the store with a bag full of cash. The day's cash deposits were in her bag, and a kid who went to Oakville High School and his girlfriend, one of the two used to work there, and they shot her to death and robbed her, ran across Lindbergh down into that apartment complex that's behind Home Depot down there now, and Hooters is in that shopping class as well, and they got caught, and the kid went to prison for 20 years, and some author, an ex-police officer, I believe, called me and asked me if I could find whatever happened to that guy, and I looked him up, and he spent 20 years in prison, and he legally changed his name. And he was working as a shoe salesman in South County, and I found him, and he answered the phone, and I said, I can't remember the guy's name, but I said, are you so-and-so? And, I mean, this guy could have just fainted right there on the spot, the fact that I knew that he was who he really was, because he hasn't told everybody that he was a convicted murderer that worked in that shoe store. And I found him, and I gave the cop, and I think the cop was going to write a book about whole story.
Would you do that? Like, I mean, if you had that, like, would you go out there? I mean, I think if I knew somebody well enough, maybe, like, you know, if, like, I got on well my bus, like, hey, just for the, like, a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though.
He legally changed his name, though, after he got out of prison.
Wow. See, I always say, Each one of us right now, within a mile of us, is a dangerous, dangerous person. Now think about that. Mm-hmm. Think about all the people that went in to buy shoes. You don't realize it. The guy waiting on you is a murderer.
Mm-hmm. I was just telling
you. A murderer. Yeah, now that's appropriate. Now that's a good use of it right there.
I was just telling Dan and Limey before this show, I can't believe you just said that. I was just telling Dan and Limey that the one good thing about the 2 days that I retired from the show before I was brought back from the dead, I told Dan the one good thing about those 2 days in the hardware is I had to drive by Michael Devlin's apartment every day.
I remember
the guy
that
kidnapped Sean Hornbeck, and he had an apartment right there on Holmes. And that's how I get to the station is 44 to Big Ben, and then you cut through Holmes to get to Kirkwood. And I had to drive. It creeped me out. I drove by today. It creeped me out today driving by his apartment.
Didn't he work on the Emos up there on Manchester?
Yeah, he worked at Emos, and he worked up here up the street here at the funeral home.
What's weird is that happened right as I moved here. So before I moved over, everyone was like, St. Louis, where the heck is that? Then I move over. This becomes international news. All of a sudden, everybody knows exactly where St. Louis is.
Last week was just the 10-year anniversary because the Post-Dispatch ran a story about the woman who lived right across from him, and she still lives there, and said that she saw him ride his bike around every day and didn't realize that was him.
We were on the air when they found Ben Ownby.
Wow.
Remember that, Frank? And they came in and said, you're not going to believe this. They found Ben Ownby, but they also found Sean Hornbeck, too, with him, and we're like, whoa!
How long was he missing for, Sean Hornbeck?
Oh, my goodness. Years.
Yeah,
right?
About
4 years.
At least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I remember about that. Then we got a couple of calls. We'll take them.
Sorry.
So inappropriate.
What I remember is that despicable, disgusting crook who's now dead, Sylvia Brown, told Hornbeck's family that she had this vision. And he was dead.
Yeah.
Well, she said he's dead.
He's dead.
And she sees a body of water or something. And I mean, I think he's dead. No, he's dead. Mm-hmm. And then he's not dead. So much for that piece of crap, Sylvia Brown, who thank goodness is dead.
Yeah.
And can't take people's money anymore.
She didn't
to
see
lie
her
to him.
Death coming.
Sorry, a listener texted over and asked why we hadn't played the turtle sex noises in a long time.
Yeah.
That's why I played it.
And now, how inappropriately you played it right as we're talking about Sean Hornbeck.
I know,
way to go.
In the middle of
I know,
way
right? I could have picked
a
better time.
Are these people on the line,
yes.
Diane and John? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk to them. Let me talk to Diane. Diane, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you all doing?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Fair.
I'm doing all right, doing pretty good.
Apparently we're doing okay, Diane.
Good. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, I'm so excited Tim's back. You four just are perfect together. And I'm really glad he's back. I guess you couldn't find another clock setter. So you had to call him back.
Another what?
Clock setter. Digital clock setter.
Right. So you had to give him a little raise to bring him back because no one knew how to set the clock.
Well, you got that right. That's exactly what happened. One day we went to look at the time and it was off. And we just said, we got to get this clock reset.
We're jacked up. We got to get him back.
Because I did that my last day before I quit. I jacked the clock off by...
What?
You did what?
Hold
on. What did you say? What did you say?
What I just did there is exactly what the Fox 2 guy did with Martin Luther.
Limey, capture that.
No.
Gotcha.
Limey. Radio edit.
Capture that.
All right, hang on a second. What time is it? All right, 3:44. Gotcha, buddy.
Diane, did you hear what he said?
I did. I said that was too much information.
Oh, God.
Too much information.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
I have one question. Did I miss the show, which I hardly ever miss the show unless I have to go into a meeting? Did I miss the show, why Tim's back, other than you needed a clock setter?
Now, I will tell you why he's back, and you can thank Matheny Heating and Cooling. That's how Tim was
Matheny.
Able to come back, because Matheny Heating and Cooling said, we'll sponsor him if you can get him back, and that's what happened. So Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Out. I'm sure I used them.
Well, in true confession, I met the clock on Tinder.
Diane, I hope you're able to get out of your head what you heard Tim say. I hope it doesn't haunt you. It's disturbing. It's very disturbing.
It's awful.
And I might say that the opinions and statements of Tim Woodward do not reflect the station or the show. What he does sexually with clocks is his business.
I didn't mean to say jacked. I was a screw up.
Well, what he does on his own time is his business. We don't know, right?
That's true. Diane, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you all. I enjoy all four of you. Keep the team
all right,
together.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Oh man! When will we? When will we be?
These guys, play that? They won't stop laughing. They won't stop making fun of me.
When will we be able to play that back?
I don't think the FCC will allow you to play it.
I tell
back.
You what, give me 15, 20 minutes. I can get it. I've got to wait to the top of the hour.
At some point, I would like for everybody to hear it again because it's a classic. It will now be the Tim Woodburn classic replay.
Hey, you guys are just jealous that I have a different relationship with the clock than you do.
Oh my God.
Yes, we are. Is John still on the phone?
Yes. Yes.
All right, John, let's talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm well, Frank. AM and the PM is always good.
Thank you.
I don't know if we're going to have another best of or worst of Tim moments here. like his first stint. But I just want to say, listen, I wish you guys would quit picking on Dan. He does a great job. He does everything he's supposed to be doing. Yes, he never makes mistakes. So with that being said, Dan, if you have any Dave Matthews tickets.
He's on the phone and didn't hear you.
Pick him up.
He's on the phone and didn't hear you.
He didn't get to hear you.
All right. You guys have a wonderful afternoon and a better evening.
Man,
you thank you, John.
Thank you.
Dan, you missed what he said when you were on the phone.
I feel like, what did he say?
The last caller said that he thinks you're the best part of this show, no matter, and that we should stop picking on you, and you're the best part of this show, and then he asked you for some Dave Matthews tickets.
Oh, man.
All right. I got to figure out a way to get this. Hang on a second. I need an intern.
Oh, my goodness. They're all gone.
I sent them all home.
Wow.
I have to do a quick bit of business.
I feel like I've done 25 sit-ups or something.
Well, that Tim, that was great.
Anybody have a towel?
That was Tim's Kevin Steincross moment, except can't be considered racist. And the truth is, what he said is not illegal. It's not violating anything because it's got a clock in it.
Once you go clock, you never go back.
Yeah.
There's actually a great, clock.
Got a face
joke.
On it.
Dan, you just about ruined the joke I'm about to tell. And it was a Bill Clinton joke. It was going around when the Monica thing happened. It's Bill Clinton. It's about Bill Clinton and another intern, young intern. And they're alone outside the Oval Office, and Clinton says, "I want you to see my clock." And he unzips his pants. Give me this zipper, Limey. He unzips his pants, and the girl says, "Mr. President," she says, "That's not a clock." He says, "Well, it will be if you put two hands and a face on it."
Oh.
Thank you, Bill. Bill gave us a lot of ammunition, a lot of material. I have to do a little business here, quick business, and we probably, after that, can squeeze in a call or two. Let me. You'll need these for Dr. Doug next hour anyway. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. One of the tremendous supporters of this show is Window World. Window World has been with us for years. Window World advertises on this show at times during the year when they don't advertise other places, the dead of winter when there's not much installation being done. And I want them to know how much we appreciate that, keeping this thing going. And you can help us show our appreciation by considering them, including them, when it's time for windows. I got a great email yesterday. I hope you got to hear me read it, about a guy who's having all his windows replaced with Window World because a friend of his did. And the friend raved and went on about how happy he was with the workmanship and the quality of the window and the people he dealt with. And now this listener is doing it too. And I think both of them were listeners. My goodness, nothing makes us happier than when you call any advertiser, Window World or anybody else, and say, I am AM and the PM, and here's why I'm calling. And here's the other thing. Over the course of several years, when you speak for any business, any advertiser, there are going to be some complaints. It's impossible to run a business and not have somebody complain. Sometimes it's because the person is just a chronic complainer. They complain about everything. They complain to the phone company. They complain to their TV provider. They complain to the yard guy. They complain to everybody. So you're going to get that. And then every once in a while, it's a legitimate complaint, and the company, if they know what they're doing and they're a good company, they'll fix it and make it even better. I do not recall one single complaint about Window World. The emails that I get about Window World are pretty much all the same, and that's good. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe how professional they were. And there was no mess after they finished. They cleaned everything up, and the way they installed the windows, and they explained, blah, 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 it was wonderful. And wow, it's worth every dollar. Those are the emails I get. So my suggestion is, if you need to replace your windows, why don't you do what more people do in this country than anything else, and that's called Window World. More people in this country use and buy, they buy Window World windows as replacement windows than any other window. Why wouldn't you want to find out what that's all about? It's easy to do. You go to the website, windowworldstlouis.com, and then when you finally talk to somebody, and you will, I think the more you learn about Window World windows, the more you will want to at least have them come out and give you a bid. And when they do, please tell them your AM and the PM. There's not another window like it. Not in price, quality, value, workmanship, doesn't exist. Window World. More at windowworldstlouis.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Pizza Hut. Eastbound 64 at Spirit of St. Louis. That accident still blocking the two left lanes. The good news is they reopened eastbound 64 at Grand and cleared the earlier accident. Nothing found. Eastbound 44 at Pacific. Westbound 44 backing up at Southwest. At Pizza Hut, you can get a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 when you order online, delivery, or carry out. Don't miss out. Order today at PizzaHut.com. No one out-pizzas the Hut. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepper Loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you during their New Year's sales event. Buy a new McBride home and for a limited time get 2018 pricing. That's right. This is your last chance at 2018 pricing. And McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in, markdown, with tremendous savings. With nearly 40 communities in St. Louis, there's a McBride home for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Vacation, our most valuable time. As time goes by and we look back, it's the vacation adventures that bring family memories in the common focus. And what better way to create those memories than to experience the real America in an RV? It's the journey, not the destination, that brings the family together. Hello, I'm Russ Patton. For over 50 years, Byerly has been outfitting families for RV travel. From camping trailers to motorhomes, Byerly in Eureka is the place to come. Acres of RVs, the area's largest parts store, and service bays that reach to the sky. Byerly promises the highest value for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on Oh, Tanya Tucker.
Nope.
Rose from nope. Helen Reddy.
Yep. Yeah.
And they both did this song. They both had hits with it, I think. Helen Reddy.
Limey asked me off the air, out of nowhere. He's never done this in my 17 months on the show. He said, "What's your mother's favorite song?" And I was worried he was going to do something with the faux pas I had in the previous segment, but he actually was just wanting to switch it up. And that's the first song I ever sang in my that I remember ever singing in my life with my mom in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, just to let you know, the interns are working on pulling that audio. We should have it next hour. Don't you worry.
That's good to know.
Great.
Tim, would you sing a little Delta Dawn for us if you sang it for your mom? Would you sing
that? I don't know that I remember the words to it. I just remember the intro. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Okay, don't sing it. Maybe don't sing it.
That was all right. Change
your mind. I can sing. I just can't do acapella stuff. I can sing, though.
But you can sing, and I can tell from that you can sing. Because, you were on key. The melody was right. You had a decent voice. Most people can't do that, what you just did. I think what I'd like to hear, and I think everybody right now is thinking the same thing, what you just did, Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Just that much of it, with accompanied by Dan Strauss. Dan, are you up for that? Because I know you hadn't rehearsed it or practiced it.
Yeah.
Can you play Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be, it won't last long, but it'll be worth every second. Here now, with the opening to Delta Dawn. Opening to Delta Dawn. Tim Woodburn, accompanied by Dan Strauss. You want me to count you down?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
One. One, two, three, four.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be your favorite rose on the
ground? That's beautiful.
Didn't I hear you say
you were meeting me here today
to take you
to that mansion in the sky?
Nailed it.
Wow. That made my day. I still have one bit of business to do. Is Tim still holding?
Yes, he is.
All right, I got 1 minute for him. I hope that's enough. Tim, sorry you waited so long. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How can we help you?
Thank you.
Right, AM and the PM,
not you.
Usual.
Thank you, Tim. What's up?
I want your opinion. I wish this would have happened to him. If in the background on his newscast he would have had some of this rap crap with the N-word every other word, when he's talking about Martin Luther King. It's a double standard. In it.
Who?
Double standard in it.
Who are you talking about?
Kevin Steinkross on his newscast about Martin Luther King, if the background music was some of this rap stuff.
If it was?
Is the rap music... I don't know, because I don't listen to those stations. He's got a good point. Is it allowed to be played over the regular airwaves with the N-word in it and all that?
I don't believe so, no.
I think, Tim, they have two versions of that. They have the radio airplay version, and then the real version, which is usually filthy in rap music. So I don't even think that would be an issue, because they don't play that music.
Such a double standard.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
All right, there goes Tim. First Community Credit Union. 4 o'clock hour. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Be ready to call right away if you want to talk to him. First Community Credit Union is where I bank, and I do all my banking. And I think about every 3 days. How often do you guys check statements, like what's in your account? I think I do it like every 3 days.
I think I check every other day.
I don't know, every so often. I don't have like
3 days
pattern.
For me. And it's so easy, because First Community Credit Union's website is so easy to navigate. I have it on my phone, and I can do it. It's going, how much is in this account, and this account, move this over. You do it all without ever going in there. I like to go in there. But there's so much now you can do, and you never have to set foot in the place. If you do, get some popcorn, because it's always fresh and it's always great. The people are nice. In many ways, it's just another place to bank. But in many other ways, it's a great place to bank. So if you're concerned about rates, making sure you're getting the best rates you can, because they constantly strive to do that, and you want to feel like you're in a big, stable banking facility, even though when you go in, it's got that kind of hometown feel. They know how to do that, and they do it well. Then here's your bank, or here's your place to bank. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations, firstcommunity.com. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is up after the news. Really, real quickly, here are the phone numbers if you want to get in early and make sure you get in for Dr. Doug. You're not going to have to wait long. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Don't go away. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is formally calling off the State of the Union address in the House chamber until the partial government shutdown.